Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day, and we're up to the 25th day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on here and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 47 degrees today and a low of 29 and showers. So we just got that same cold front going against the Pineapple Express back and forth and back and forth. Rain, snow, rain and warmth, snow and cold. I'll tell you what, though, it's going to get up to fucking about 90 degrees in June. The grass is going to be curled over my head and dried out. And we're going to suck smoke this fucking year. I can feel it. That being said, we'll be right back and we'll go over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled opposition propaganda, and we'll take a peek at what they're trying to do today. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go zap over to it. No, I guess we better have to do it this way. You ain't there yet. We're going to go, we're not going to go from the top down. We're going to go from, get down to the bottom because this one here really fucking pissed me off. It's showing that they're bringing out the best propagandists they got to try. I mean, they are fucking super fucking scared and they know that their fucking ropes are coming to an end. Get on down here. It's quite a ways down here. Well, now, what's the last one? What the hell is going on here? I'm going to refresh this page because I just fucking went through the son of a bitch. I know it's there. That was there. That was there. This one's a federal judge upholds DC law. It's fucking gone. Go over here to the second page just to make sure, but that motherfucker is gone. I know I spent some time on it. Maybe it's over here. Be patient. It'll be worth it when we get there. If we get there. We're seeing none of this shit. be a son of a bitch. That motherfucker, I just got through reading it. I mean, no, it was like a minute, an hour and 24 minute fucking goddamn documentary. I sat and I listened to the whole son of a bitch. Now I see that it's not fucking there. Did they know I was going to go after that fucker or what? I'm going to go look one more time down on the front page. I remember seeing that. Yep. 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 The occupation of the American mind, the propaganda of Israel versus Palestine. This might be it. I click over here, let's see. It was directly on the goddamn page, I'm telling you. Nope, not a son of a bitch. Occupation of the American mind by the propaganda of Israel, and it was a goddamn documentary. I know that some of you have had to seen it. Pope Francis, nope. That ain't it. They don't want us to talk about this. There it is. It popped up, people, just now on the same fucking page. It's there. The occupation of American mind, the propaganda of Israel versus Palestine. Anyways, I mean, it's an hour and 24 minutes long, but the fucking bottom line is this is some thought out fucking propaganda, and it's fucking narrated by Roger Waters, that communist son of a bitch. But within the first fucking 3 or 4 minutes, makes the statement that a poll was done in the United States. And 57% of Americans support the genocide in fucking Israel, and 34% don't. Well, you know what that fucking poll consists of. It consists of polling 12% of the fucking 10 to 12% of the population that make up the Democrats and the Republicans. That's who they poll. That 10 to 12% does not represent the other 88 fucking percent. I tell you right now, this is a fucking lie. And if you watch this fucking thing, you'll see that it's made to, the whole fucking hour and 24 minutes is made to try to make you believe that fucking number. I don't know nobody that doesn't hate these motherfuckers. What do they think that, I mean, it's just like the reason we're on this goddamn page that we're on. The mainstream, when it's the documentary starts out, they're talking about, you know, the mainstream, NBC, ABC, CBS, and the propaganda when it first started and what might have you. And then they go on into the fucking, you know, later years of it. And then at the end, they finally get to the CNN, CNBC, after they'd been established as the alternate news is what they called it. But it all fucking came down to fucking these kikes owning every fucking thing, and they fucking tell them what to say. But they make, it's like Roger Waters is trying to make the case to us. We have watched the goddamn pharmaceutical industry and the fucking medical industry fucking commit genocide on our own fucking people as these motherfuckers on these alternate fucking goddamn sites and stuff have milk toast it and lied about it and fucking keep, will not quit saying COVID-19 vaccine, even though they know it's a fucking lie. This is the reason why this is what we're looking at when we go to the fucking page. We're looking at CNN, CNBC, the same way they had to go from fucking NBC, CBS, and ABC to fucking CNN, CNBC, and Fox is the reason the internet fucking has already fucking destroyed them. They were working hard as they could with their Chi-Con fucking brethren to try to get control of the fucking internet. But it's too fucking late, guys. I'm going to tell you something, you perverse motherfuckers. You cannot put that toothpaste back into that fucking tube. And the Americans, by and far, have seen the genocide. We've seen it on the fucking internet in spite of your fucking goddamn censoring. We've seen the little children with their arms fucking amputated without fucking anesthesia, no fucking pain medication. We've seen the fucking dead fucking pregnant women. We've seen the dead. We've seen you fucking snipe fucking kids. We've seen you do. We've seen the genocide. And it's not going to fucking go away. And you're getting scared because you know that 80 to 85% of the fucking people in this country want to fucking hang your ass. They want to put you on fucking trial for the warm crime of fucking genocide that you have fucking committed. And so, I mean, when you, if you take the time to watch this thing, you'll see that lie told. And then you'll see, if you watch the propaganda closely, the way they maneuver it and maneuver through it, it's like we're trying to convince you, the 50, so you won't be 50, was it 57 or, yeah, what I got written here. So it won't be 57% of you. We're trying to convince 57% of your people you're wrong for supporting the genocide. 57% of the fucking people of this country do not support the genocide. You got about 10 to 12% that will go along with this fucking shit because they are communists and they are fucking fascists and they are capitalists worried about their fucking money, not to mention that the fucking goddamn AIPAC owns them and controls them. And not to mention that there are the Jewish fucking so-called Jewish Americans in the key fucking positions in our and sitting in our houses unlawfully as an occupying force that want to try to sell this shit. You ain't going to sell it, Netanyahu. You're not going to sell it one fucking bit. The American people would fucking spread you if they had their way, and you're about to, you know, you're about to push us over the fucking edge. And when we go, boy, it's over. It's fucking over for you, kike motherfuckers. Your reign of terror will be over. Now we'll go back up to the top and start down.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah, just want to say I had the same reaction with you. I only watched the very beginning when I saw it was narrated by Roger Waters. I was like, uh-oh, it's downhill from here. But they also showcased Professor Noam Chomsky, who was like a virulent communist. And so we could see that that's the agenda behind this. This documentary was made many months ago before the current genocide was going on in Palestine. So they're pushing hard. But thank you for showcasing it.
And well, thank you for being intelligent enough to see. I mean, it was easy for me to see. I mean, I sat and I watched the whole thing. I really didn't have the time, but I wanted to see exactly how they put it together. And you don't have to convince 54% of us. 88% of us know exactly what they are. And we would see them. We would see them destroyed and removed from this earth for the monsters that they are. They're the animals. They're the monsters. And it's time for them to, time for the world to get rid of their asses. So, because the world will never be a good place and for a happy place for normal fucking people, as long as these monsters reign, and they know it. They know that they know the true numbers. I mean, that was a complicated piece of propaganda they put together, but following it and seeing what their intent was pretty easy. They told the lie within the first 10 minutes, and then they tried to make it act like they were trying to change people's minds who you don't change enough. The bottom line is all you're talking about is 12% of the population. 57% of 12% ain't shit. And 34% of 10 to 12% ain't shit. That's a handful. That's a tiny handful. You better worry about the 88% that aren't falling for this shit. The 88%, like I said, that have seen the white coats, the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry murder their loved ones and commit international genocide in this country and genocide every country around the planet. We've watched, we know they're liars. We know that this shit that they're putting up here, I mean, this is what they had to do because CNN, CNBC, and ABC lost all credibility when we had a free internet and could exchange free ideas. The people learn the truth, and the truth ain't going away. It will not go away. It's like I said, you're not going to put the toothpaste back in the toothpaste container. Ain't going to happen. At any rate,
I'm sorry. One other One other component, you know, it's election year. Of course, you know that. It's election year. But the way they're also using the tragedy in Palestine is now you have so-called progressives, Biden saying, oh, I don't disagree. I mean, I disagree with Netanyahu, and I don't want to give him the green light to continue. And Alex Jones did this whole big thing about it's genocide. You know, well, it's too much too damn late for these people to come out after those people have been done in, everything taken from them, their land destroyed, and now they're coming out so that they can win the vote in November to show that they're the compassionate ones. So it's sickening to watch.
It is sickening to watch, and the bottom line is they're also trying to steer it to be like if you are adverse and sick and will not fucking give your acquiescence to genocide of little children, and I mean just the massacre of these people, then you're a communist. That's why they have that goddamn Roger Waters. That's why Kid Rock came out and said what he said the other side. They think these celebrities mean something. They don't mean nothing. They're just another goddamn rope you got to string up. It's not going to work. But you're right. I mean, they're going to play this game. They have already selected who they're going to select. It's just they got to put up this little program to try to make you think that's how it occurred. But we know better. We know that they've taken over the internet through their Chi-Com buddies. We know it's being run by China. You know, our worst enemy might attack us any day. We got to get some money over to Taiwan. That's who we turned our internet over to, that Barack Obama turned our internet over to. And they got rooms, I have no doubt, full of Chinese people sitting at computers, taking out documentation, taking stuff off the, just like Winston in 1984, trying to change the past. But the people are awake. If you can't see this, you don't want to see it. And the people, you know, whether they want to see it or not, they're seeing it. Excuse me.
Henry, last thing is if anyone still hasn't unregistered to vote, it's very simple. It took, I did it years ago, and it took 5 minutes. Just go to your county building, tell them how you've been registered, Democrat, Republican, whatever, and just say, I choose to unregister, and they just give you one piece of paper that says that. I choose to unregister. You sign your name and the date, and it's done, and you stop sanctioning the lie.
Yep, my whole family's done it. It's very simple to do, and it's telling them we're not gonna play this game. We're done talking. You're gonna stop, or we're gonna, we have the Bill of Rights. We have the authorization by our own law. We have the jurisdictional authority to wipe these son of a bitches out and stop all of this, and we have the armament to do it. And they know they're getting, when I see something like that, a piece of propaganda put together like that, that was a think tank that put that together. And they were, and the whole idea was easy to see what they were trying to do. We got to convince all those Americans backing us. No, you got fucking a little teeny tiny bunch of fucking paid off AIPAC ass suckers that are, backing, the genocide in Palestine. And they're not, and the people that aren't back and aren't communists, they're American nationals, they're people with goddamn morality, who when they see little kids being killed and old and pregnant women and old people, and we see them selling the real estate as they're crushing the goddamn Gaza Strip, we're not stupid, and we're not going to unsee what we've seen. We know what monsters you are, and you're going to fucking pay for it. You ain't nothing you can say, nothing your propagandists can say, nothing the media you own can say that's going to change that. And that's what they better know. Where were we here? Kosovo War at 25, Blair's secret invasion plot to topple Milosevic revealed, I really don't care. Top secret papers reviewed by the Greystone revealed Tony Blair demanded. I mean, this is shit that happened years ago. And you can see the way they put up these articles. And this is ABC, NBC, and CBS, where we had Shit It's the Fan Plan, all these cool sites that people were going out and, you know, they were But when what the bottom line is, when it became demonetized, they started demonetizing like Facebook and stuff. Everybody quit doing it because they weren't making money. They weren't doing it in the first place to save their country, and they shouldn't have stopped. No matter, I mean, well, no matter what you have to suffer, you if you stop, you're all you were doing it for was the money, and that's sickening. You're no damn good. Yasmin Maxwell's sister, labeled Isabel, works for the World Economic Forum. I don't doubt it a bit. This is by Naomi Harris. It's a people's voice. And you know you can make money. You can become a part of this. I mean, I'll tell you. Were you aware that Christine Maxwell's sister, Isabel S. Maxwell, is a member of the World Economic Forum? Well, I don't know what difference it makes, but we'll go over here and take a look. Isabel, who took over her younger sister's affairs when she was incarcerated, is listed as a technology pioneer of World Economic Forum, and they show a picture of the bitch. According to Wikipedia, Isabel Sylvia Margaret Maxwell is a French-born entrepreneur and the co-founder of Maglina, an early search engine that was acquired by, looks like, Excite. Maxwell served as the president of Comatouch, an Israeli internet company that became Siren. She was also director of Israel Venture Networks and built up the social entrepreneur program in Israel from 2004 to 2010. She has also been a loyal supporter of her younger sister, Ghislaine, standing by her during her sex abuse trial. I mean, she should have been put up the wall against the wall. Think of what these people did. And where's the list? Who else was doing that? I mean, to just freeze it in place. But we know what we got to take care of, guys. They're boogering little kids. We can't allow it. Ghislaine Maxwell is currently housed at a low security prison in Tallahassee. That means she's got a tennis court. She's got a personal valet. She eats steak for dinner. She's not, I mean, this kind of shit that she did, she should have been thrown in the ugliest state prison in Florida. And I'll tell you, she wouldn't come out. But, I mean, a low security prison in Tallahassee for one of the most heinous fucking crimes I've ever seen in my life. Florida, after being found guilty of trafficking women and girls for the late pedophile Epstein to sexually abuse. And who's to say? I bet her and Epstein are meeting up. I mean, who's to say she's even in this prison? I'm sure they have a lot of privacy, these people. And even when they're supposed to be in prison. Naomi Harris, the people's voice. God, she's ugly. Drag queen sex offender arrested again for sexual offense with minors. Well, you know, here we go, people. Every week, and it's just Monday, every week we see episode after episode of this, and this is 1% of the fucking population that is doing this, and we're fucking out. What a punk fucking people we are, huh? 1% and they're fucking doing this kind of shit. And this guy here, they show him without his drag on. You got like a tough guy. Look at him, bust your fucking nose on, knock it right through your face, you little son of a bitch. This is by Sarah Hidgen, the post millennial. On Thursday, a drag queen and registered sex offender with a long history of sexual offenses with minors was arrested in Brown County, Wisconsin. He is currently facing 8 charges involving sexual conduct with minors, including 2 charges of having sex with a minor. And is there a problem here? According to the Brown County Jail's intake form, Dwight Evan Chisholm was charged with felony offenses of child enticement, exposing sexual organs, along with 3 counts of misdemeanor sexual assault by having sex with a child age 16 or older. Jesus. Or older. Chilsom was also charged with three misdemeanor counts of indecent exposure to a minor by allegedly exposing his genitalia to a child. He is currently being held without bond. That's odd. They'll take care of me. Don't worry. He was previously arrested in May 2023 for teaching children at a dance studio. At the time, the drag queen who went by, it's like S-N-O, says, Snaw, but I'm thinking they're trying Snow White is what he's trying to put out there. Goofy shit, you know. Was charged with one account of working with children as a child sex offender and two counts of bail jumping. The owner of the studio told NBC 26 that Chilsom had volunteered. Really, just came in. Can I volunteer to play with the little kiddies? I mean, and of course, you're dressed like a man, dressed like a woman. They're going to grab you. God damn, you're the one we want. And volunteered to coach the children, and was aware of his past because he was not a paid employee. The studio was listed as being for age 6 to 19. Chilsom was already a registered sex offender and was prohibited from being around children before working at the studio. He was arrested and charged with child enticement and sexual intercourse with a child in 2019 after he had sex with a 17-year-old boy he met online. Like I said, every week, it's just Monday. He was sentenced to 7 years in prison in 2011 after being charged with sexual assault on a child. The outlet reported between 2017 and 2019, authorities were unable to locate the sex offender, and after he stopped checking in with his with them as required. Well, if he don't had a student loan out, I bet they would have fucking found him. I mean, you know, if it was, it's just like these. I gotta get a drink of water. It is so dry here. It should be so wet. Scum. That's all you can fucking say. Let's see. War on Gaza footage shows Israeli drone killing 4 Palestinian civilians. We've seen this. When I came down this last time and said that it was age sensitive and you had to go over to YouTube to watch it, but there's nothing to watch. I mean, I don't know. They fucked it up. They want you to, that's the only way I guess they can get anybody to go over to YouTube. Footage obtained by Al Jazeera shows an Israeli drone tracking and then attacking 4 young Palestinian men, killing them all in a series of strikes. The incident occurred at the beginning of January in the Sika area of Chan Yanis in a city in southern Gaza. And that's as far as I'm going to go because we've covered this article. All right, top doctor details huge financial incentives for hospitals to murder COVID patients. Yeah, I know. This is by Baxter Dimitri, again, the people's voice, and hey, you can join it. There's money to be made here. Incorporated, the vast majority of COVID patients who died in hospital were murdered by medical staff who received massive financial incentives to implement lethal procedures, according to the bombshell testimony of a world-renowned doctor. Continue. COVID patients were worth more dead than alive to hospitals thanks to the twisted priorities of Big Pharma and the global elite who were desperate to cull the sick and infirm and terrorize the masses into accepting the experimental mRNA vaccine. And it wasn't just to call the fucking sick and infirm. I mean, how many athletes in their prime have we seen fucking drop? I mean, you never heard of shit like that. It would be the rarest thing whatsoever. I bet we have one this week. Somebody just fucking drop. No, it was made for genocide, world genocide, and it's still working today. I mean, just because you made it through another day after being exposed don't mean you ain't going to die tomorrow, because we don't know what the shit does. I mean, you know, the longer it goes, it seems like the worse things get. And if you can, go down and get that fucking booster. I mean, that's just what I mean about that number they tried to give us on the people who fucking agree with genocide in fucking Israel. I mean, the people know what these son of a bitches did. They know they're monsters. They know they don't trust nothing. I mean, it's most corrupt government. It's not a government even. The most corrupt fucking mafia gang in the whole goddamn world. And everybody knows it. Everybody says it. I mean, it's being said even in the fucking alternate mainstream. They'll say it. But what are you going to fucking do about it? It's up to us to stop it. We're the only ones that can. If we don't, we're fucked. Our children are screwed. Our grandchildren screwed. No, our bloodlines will be wiped out. Yes, the same mRNA vaccines that a smirking and chuckling Barack Obama just admitted have now, 3 years after they were approved by FDA, been tested on billions of human guinea pigs worldwide. Yeah, because they didn't even stick it in a fucking rat before they started sticking it in human beings. Before we, and I mean, why are we talking about this? Why aren't these people fucking being put up against the wall a long time ago? Ain't like this is just something we found out. Before we dive in to subscribe, I got to give their little shit here. This is what I mean. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice local community to join our incredible community and support the channel. They used to go on to tell you can make money at it too, and they can. You fucking incorporated fucking shills, you alternate fucking controlled fucking media, you scumbags. You'll tell the truth in one fucking... You're just like fucking CNN was and NBC and Fox when they came on. They would say things that the mainstream media wouldn't say, but then when they needed a lie, just like with old Glenn Beck, man, when they needed a good lie to cover something up, man, out come the fucking deep fucking plants. And this is the same shit. The internet fucked them. When we came in the internet with the COVID-19 and the lie of COVID-19 and, you know, the killing of LaVoy Finnegan, all that. I mean, we ripped their ass. The bottom line is you can't take truth back. Once you know the truth, you cannot unknow it. You can't unsee what you've seen. It ain't going to fucking work. But you can see how desperate they are to go the next step. They went from the step from MSNBC, ABC, and CBS to CNN, CNBC, and Fox. And now, because the internet went and kicked, we kicked their fucking asses. We showed them for the fucking frauds they were. We showed them for the shields they were, to the point to where they had to go and the Jews bought up all the fucking servers, bought up all the fucking equipment, so that anybody that didn't toe the line, they could fucking censor their fucking site, like they censored the Trenches. So, I mean, it's hard to get on. It's hard to find. But I'll tell you what, you can't shut us up, and the truth's already out. Once the truth is out, you're done. And you're already done, and the Jews must be pretty desperate to put something like that up. Terrifying before novel coronavirus. novel coronavirus, my ass. Southwestern Intergovernmental Committee, Dr. Peter McCullough, stunned those in attendance when he revealed that the higher the number of dead COVID patients, the higher the payout received by the hospital. Now, how long have we known this, guys? Since the first fucking 6 months? We've talked about this, and these guys get, whoa, they just discovered uranium. You better get caught up. You better get on that goddamn page, that single page. But they're not going to do that. You're INC. Just like the other sites that disappeared when it became fucking, when they demonetized them, when they weren't making big fucking bucks no more. Hey, well, I ain't going to do this for fucking nothing. I mean, fucking, I do it for nothing, pretty much. I mean, there are a handful of people I can always count on. And somehow I always get through, and I mean, I don't eat real fucking good, but I get through, and I'm not fucking stopping, because I'm not doing this for fame, fortune, or fucking to have a fucking Ferrari. I'm doing this so I can fucking, so I can be left the fuck alone, so my grandchildren are safe, my great-grandchildren are safe, and my line isn't wiped out by these motherfucking maniacal maniacs. COVID death, where were China? Okay. According to McCullough, huge financial incentives for hospitals to use lethal procedures previously tested in China explain why nearly all reported COVID deaths occurred in hospitals during the pandemic when very few people are dying at home. How were these crimes against humanity carried out in front of the eyes of the world without raising the suspicion of the credulous mainstream? Well, because the mainstream was owned by the fucking Jews, and the Jews were the one running the fucking operation, dumb fuck, that's how. And I mean, how could you ask that fucking question? Why didn't you just assert why, shill? Hospitals were using remdesivir to treat patients despite the existence of ivermectin and hydrochloroquine, both of which were well known in medical circles to produce dramatically better results. According to medical sources, remdesivir quickly earning a reputation for killing instead of healing. Remdesivir is so lethal it got a nickname Run Death It's Near after it started killing thousands of COVID patients in the because there wasn't no COVID. It was the fucking, medicine they were giving you for the common cold that killed you. COVID patients in the hospital, wrote Stella Paul in a previous report. The experts claimed that remdesivir would stop COVID. Instead, it stopped kidney function, then blasted the liver and the other organs. Yeah, sounds right. Kill my wife, by the way, you motherfuckers. If I could get a hold of you, I'd get a hold of your fucking asses. You're going to die. You're going to die a death you wouldn't give a dog. Here is Stella with the disturbing details of crime. As Stella said once, ventilators were wheeled out, and it was essentially good night nurse. And yeah, that's the truth. Dr. Joe, I didn't even have a chance to say no to the son of a bitch because of what way they killed my wife. Dr. Joseph McCullough previously reported within weeks of the pandemic outbreak, it had become apparent that the standard practice of putting COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. Can't exist. Patients on medical ventilation was a death sentence. 76.4% of COVID patients age 18 to 65 in New York City who were placed on ventilators died. Among patients over age 65 who were vented, the mortality rate was 97.2%. The recommendation in place to place COVID patients, and there's no such thing as COVID-19, quit calling it. Why in the fuck are you people, the people's voice? You know that fucking COVID doesn't exist. So why don't you put the disclaimer in there? Because you want to, all this does is try to support the fucking narrative that it ever existed, which it did not. That makes you a fucking shill. You got it? COVID patients on mechanical ventilation as a first line response came from the World Health Organization, which allegedly based its guidance on experience and recommendations from doctors in China. Yeah, doctors in China. Yeah, that's what we got worse here. I mean, what doctor would any of you people go to a fucking doctor? I mean, I'd rather die right here where I'm at, fighting it myself, because I know at least I'm trying to do something to help myself, and they're there to kill you. They have goddamn murder teams ready to take you out as soon as you step through the door with the hangnail. But venting COVID, which doesn't exist, patients, why don't you fucking emphasize that? If you're really fucking against this shit, why don't you emphasize that? But pretending it ever existed, you motherfuckers. COVID patients, it wasn't the patients, it was the fucking shedding of the goddamn platelets, and it was the goddamn assholes that took the fucking shit in the first place because they're lowly fucking cowards. patents wasn't recommended because it increased survival. It was to protect healthcare workers by isolating the virus inside the vent machine. Okay, depopulation is official Biden administration policy. Don't, Biden, you're not going to play politics here. Fuck your selection. Fuck all that shit going on. What, who was operations Warp Speed? There's one asshole after another. One asshole handing the baton to the next asshole. Donald Trump was Operation Warp Speed. Stick it in human beings before you stick it in Iraq. Warp Speed, let's kill them. See how fast we can kill a billion people off this fucking planet, that dirty son of a bitch. I mean, this is written by fucking, of course, these are Trump tards. So Biden administration policy, what about fucking goddamn Trump fucking policy? Operation Warp Speed. Make it and put it in human beings before it's ever been fucking tested, even on a fucking rat. Don't forget who you're dealing with. Which pedophile are you going to vote for, you fucking ignorant son of a bitch? Because you're going to answer for your vote. Because you're only 10 to 12% of the population. We are going to bury your fucking asses for what you have acquiesced to and forced upon us, you son of a bitches. According to the vice president, who let slip that the elite are determined to radically reduce the population. No. Where the hell are you guys getting this shit? We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with some more outrage in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Or a jury, and I could care less. Ever since I was a boy, I've seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can work your life away, never be a man. Oh, hold your head up high, knock them off your chest. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Too many morning faces, last night's whiskey. They bring you down, fill your mind, one day at a time. Found out how good love can be when it's mine. God damn the working man to feed the corporate slave. You set high in the tower, the working man made. I know it's a fact because I see it day and day. And I live week to week on my shitty ass pay. Shitty ass pay. Shitty ass
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliton, State of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:52 Pacific Time, and of course, that is a hog jaw with Swamp. Pissing down on us from the towers that we built. That's about the size of it. Well, let's snap back over and see what else we've got to look at here. Financial incentives for murder. How much you get from my wife, you motherfuckers? When he is going to have to pay? I'm my brother, and I got my nephew, man. I got some fucking I got some fucking revenge coming. Tonight, every single Democrat, Senate Democrat voted against my amendment that would stop Biden administration from using taxpayer dollars to charter flights for hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from their countries directly to American towns to be resettled. Well, you know, this is a fucking video, and the yeas were 47 and the nays were 51. So, yeah, of course, we talk about how long, again, how many years? We've been telling you they've been doing this all fucking along. They just finally bring it out. It's like when they started talking about putting the mRNA vaccine, the fucking biological kill agent and fucking plants and what might have you to fucking try to sneak it down your goddamn throat. I mean, this has been going on. Think about that. We got people, American nationals, living under fucking underpasses in the wintertime with their dirty little fucking starving ass children, and they're fucking doing, they're flying these motherfucking goddamn murdering ass Hondurans, fucking Guatemalans, El Salvadorians, Mexicans, flying them into our fucking communities. What do you think's going on, people? You think maybe you better get up your ass and look around and see what the fuck's happening, or I don't know. Are you just gonna bend down and kiss their goddamn fucking knees? I mean, on your knees and kiss their fucking feet? The occupation of America, mind the propaganda of Israel versus Palestine documentary. We did that. Okay, sex reassignment in minors may be medical history's greatest ethical scandal. No shit, French report says. China behind superhighway that targets U.S. with mass migration, economic warfare. See, remember, with Clinton, and said, if I'm elected, I will not sign NAFTA. As soon as he was elected, he signed fucking NAFTA. And then it was a three-phase thing, and I think Obama put the next one in, and then here along comes, I know Trumpy did. Trumpy came in and goes, oh, this isn't NAFTA. We're going to do this after motherfucker of this thing that was NAFTA. It was NAFTA. That's where your fucking borders are open. That's why you have no fucking borders. Now they're going to build this fucking super highway so that they can fucking bring the South Americans through Central Americans straight up to the goddamn fence and cross. Hey, people, we're being invaded. Pretty soon they fucking outnumber us to the point that we ain't got enough fucking bullets to kill them all. Well, we do, but goddamn, do we have the people to fucking pull the triggers? When they can come across your goddamn border, Carlos can walk over there and go, refugee, only fucking word he has to be able to say, gun. And he can get a fucking gun. You better be get ready. I mean, shit. We have to be fucking, but we'll go down in history as the dumbest fucking people in the world if we let this happen. I swear we will. See what's up elsewhere, and maybe we'll just look at this a little bit. Push for more starvation sanctions on Syria. What the hell? It's by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge Incorporated. The grind of heavy machinery breaks the silence of the Darien jungle where the Pan-American Highway ends at, I shouldn't have did this, Yavaza in Panama. I'm going to anyway. I don't care. Construction workers have cleared towering trees to make way for a steel and concrete bridge mighty enough to withstand flooding from the Chattanooga, I guess it is, Chunkanagua, maybe I'm wrong, Chunkanagua River, I don't know. One on-site worker for the construction company, Kusa, told the Epic Times the construction project will cut 4 miles into the Darien jungle and cost of $42 million and includes a second bridge crossing the Turaya River. That would leave some 55 miles to finish the Pan American Highway, also known as Highway 1, throughout the mountainous rainforest to connect to Turbo, Colombia. If it's ever completed, the Pan American Highway will stretch about 18,000 miles from Alaska to Argentina, opening up a land corridor the length of the Americas. And remember, we said, well, that never happened. And that's what Trump is telling you. Oh, no, we're not going to do that NAFTA thing that, because this was the next step. And we're going to call it something else and do it. That's what we're going to fucking do, you lying prick, fucking pedophilic piece of shit. It has gone unfinished for decades due to American and Panamanian concerns over the environment, crime and disease, and more recently, mass migration. The dangerous, rugged terrain acts as a natural barrier to travel from South to Central America. The bridge and road expansion will end near the town of Bocas de Coupe in the Darien Gap. However, bridging the rivers has been considered one of the major obstacles to blocking completion of the highway. The new project was worried some who fear completing the road into the Darien Gap will be a win for China and a loss for America. Shit. Goddamn, they charge. China's our worstest fucking enemy. That's why we give them all of our trade secrets, let them come over here, put in fucking goddamn Chinese banks. I mean, when that happened right there, the people should have, it was just like taking the fucking gold. What in the fuck do you think you're doing? You're making this fucking China. No, it ain't. You're, you little bastard. We'll shoot low. We'll get every goddamn one of you. Michael Yan, a former war correspondent, has been covering mass migration through Panama for several years and has used social media to bring attention to the bridge's construction and its implications. China would benefit through an ultimate trade route from around the Panama Canal, which is essential to global trade, but the United States, it could open up the floodgates to migrants from South America, he told the Epic Times. Open up the floodgates. Open up the floodgates. I tell you, people, we stop this. We're fucked. We either get it stopped or we are fucked. Meanwhile, U.S. leaders have grown increasingly weary of the military implications tied to Chinese infrastructure projects being built in America's backyard as part of the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, particularly around the Panama Canal. In 2018, Panama signed on to China's ambitious BRI project, dubbed a modern Silk Road, after publicly recognizing Taiwan as part of China, much to the surprise of and concern of the United States. And to the fucking merch, everything in our lives, fuck your day-to-day living, fuck your loving your children and teaching them stuff and being a family and fucking feeling fucking good. Everything has to center around the fucking mammon. Every fucking thing it has for since the beginning of history. All the fucking this empire building, the spreading of fucking the civilizations, all around fucking mammon. I mean, fucking, does it take, you have to have mammon to feel good, people? That's what it's showing. And that's all
they're
this.
Busy looking at their smartphones.
Goddamn right they are. Yeah, I just look at my smartphone while they fucking go ahead and run me over and put their boot on my fucking neck and take me out. The CCP aims to utilize the BRI to amass power and influence at the expense of the world's democracies. We're not a democracy. U.S. Southern Command Commander Army General Laura Richardson warned in March she and other commanders in recent years have been sounding the alarm about China's incursion into the Western Hemisphere. China seeks to supplant the United States as the world's leading economic and military power, General Richardson noticed in a written statement to the House and Armed Services Committee, closing the gap. Last year alone, a record 500,000 migrants traveled through the Darien Gap on their way to the U.S. southern border, documents show. Mike Howell, director of the Heritage Foundation Oversight Project, believes China's economic development in the region threatens Americans' influence and security and money. If China displaces the U.S. in the Western Hemisphere as the dominant economic power, then we lose our leverage. Who's we? Who in the fuck is we? Mr. Howe, formerly an attorney with the Department of Homeland Security, told Epoch Times, China is encircling the United States with infrastructure in Latin America and the Caribbean, Mr. Howe said. It's like a boa constrictor that's tightening and tightening around the United States, he said. Well, let's take about fucking, I don't know, 10, 15 fucking Titan submarines, lay right off their fucking coast, and rain fucking goddamn nuclear warheads down on them until they're nothing, until they're completely fucking destroyed. Whatever the consequences, let it be. If you want to come, you cannot fucking defeat us in war. Only one way you can is if the fucking traitors that have fucking occupied our highest seats of power, these international corporate mafia fucking Zionist Jew pricks, hand this country over to you like they have been handing it over to you. And we keep sitting on our fucking asses and allowing them to hand it over to you. That's the only way China can take this country. It's just like talking about taking Russia. You can't. They can blow the fucking world up, okay? Back the fuck off. Push it, push them, and they'll push, start pushing fucking buttons. But they have no intent of this. I mean, I hear people who talk about, yeah, you know, that I think it was Bill Cooper. I think Galen put up a thing about Bill Cooper and talking about Armageddon beginning in 1995. Man, it's sure slow getting going, and the bottom line is these son of a bitches all shit through the same hole when they're not out in public saying, oh, that bastard over there and that son of a bitch over there, they're in the back room swapping spit and kissing and fucking talking about how they're going to steal the lint out of our fucking pockets because that's all the fuck we have left. Anyways, people, I'm sorry, but I've had enough of this shit for one day. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, don't take no fucking wooden nickels from these son of a bitches. That is The Word from the Trenches. Give up.